Welcome to the Cemetery Chronicles. Hosted by two friends who manage cemeteries in the Twin Cities, this podcast takes you behind the gates and into the unique world of cemeteries. Join us as we share heartfelt stories, unexpected humor, and the profound moments that come with a career dedicated to honoring life and legacy. Here are your hosts, Dominic Pierre and Bobby Schoenrock.
Bobby, how you doing today?
I'm here.
You know, I am too. Survival mode is this is just an insane time of year, not for just work, but life in general. It's
Yeah,
nuts. But
for sure.
you're surviving?
I'm surviving probably a lot better than you.
Ah. Well, it's been a little over 4 weeks since I've had strung, more than 3 hours of sleep together in one period. So, but I'm here, I'm working, and we're doing it. So enough of the sob story there. Actually, you weren't even aware of this. So last week we took off because I was just so exhausted. So I was gonna do a play of best of. And so I went to look at the and I saw some emails about the week prior to that. And they say, "Hey, what happened to the podcast the week prior?" I'm like, "What do you mean, what happened to the podcast the week prior?" So I played it. And so I'm going to chalk this up to my brain being mush right now. When I drug the audio file into the podcast to be uploaded, I was working on a talk that I was giving, and I had this background vocal or background track that I was going to put on a slide for a talk that I was giving, and I slid that file over. So when you played our podcast from 2 weeks ago, which I've deleted now, it was just this background vocal or background track from a song. So then I was like, well, I had the audio file from the podcast from 2 weeks ago, so I played that for last week. So I apologize to everybody out there.
That is really funny.
Oh my gosh, what a cluster. I'm chalking it up to my brain just being absolute mush right now, and I can't concentrate on anything. So who knows how many things at my actual job I've screwed up, but hopefully not too much. What
Well,
can you
it
do?
happens. Hey, it happens to the best of us, right? Never to me, but mainly to you, right?
That's so true.
You know what? That's really funny, and people may laugh, but I definitely tried to not listen to the podcast because I would critique myself way too much if I heard my own voice all the time. So I've listened to them here and there. I'll listen to a little bits and pieces. So that's really funny that that happened because like I've been swamped. With work and stuff. So I'm not even paying attention. And then I was out of town this week. Friday, I was up at a hockey tournament. So, I was playing, we had two or three games Friday during the day. So I didn't even catch Friday. So that's funny that that happened.
Well, I had no idea because the podcast posted and everything. I was like, perfect. We're all golden. I got the email, the podcast posted. We're golden. And then I went to go listen to it, and all of a sudden I'm hearing this. What? Like, what? This? Oh, man. So everybody must have been confused who was listening that morning. Like, hey, sweet, a new podcast dropped. And like, what's this? This background vocals? Like, this is weird. Anyways, I apologize to everybody. We're hopefully back on track. We're running this thing. You can say we're very professional here at the Cemetery Chronicles.
I was just thinking that maybe all four of the li our listeners maybe were like, what the heck's going
What can you do? What can you do?
Yep.
Here we are. I was just about to say we're in December. We're not yet.
Oh, nope.
Thanksgiving's next week.
Yep.
How's
November
that
is
going?
what,
You guys
Thanksgiving?
have funerals for the Friday after Thanksgiving yet?
We do not. I you guys close, right? Or no? Are you
Yeah,
still?
so we've changed it up. So instead of we technically have Memorial Day listed as a holiday for our staff, which is ridiculous because everybody works Memorial Day. So
Wow.
I just transferred it. I was like, okay, well, if that's technically listed, so our our crew that actually gets hourly whenever they worked on Memorial Day, I was paying them time and a half. And so instead of that, I made a deal with everybody, and I talked to the staff. I said, hey, How about we do this? We consider Memorial Day not a holiday, and we consider the day after Thanksgiving a holiday. If funeral homes call and have a funeral, sure, we'll come in and do it, but we'll get overtime that day instead. And everybody's like, "Yeah, sweet. I'd rather have Thursday and Friday off, and then I'll work Memorial Day. That's totally fine." So that's how we're handling it the last couple of years. So our office is closed, yes, but if we have a funeral, we'll come in and do it. But typically that Black Friday is super slow, super
Yeah,
slow.
yeah. We always come in. We work. Josie, the office manager, she's usually off the day after, and yeah, we just button things up, and it seems like every year it'll be like somebody will come in and buy an expensive monument or buy like six graves. One person that comes in, it's kind of funny how that works. Like. You know, it's Black Friday, it's day after Thanksgiving, everything's on sale, right? And then you get one person that comes in and spends a bunch of money at this cemetery,
Will you
which
guys cut out early if it's just super slow?
we really can't because we lock the gates. But yeah, I mean, if there is really nothing to do, we'll let the guys go or whatever, and then I'll hang out and lock the gates or whatever, I don't mind. But my son is in a hockey tournament, so he will probably, I think he's got a game that day at like 11.
Oh,
So
goodness. So you might be in and out.
yeah, I maybe I'll go to the game. I don't know. We'll see. I got to take off to Hermantown here in another couple the weekend after
Oh, my
the hockey
goodness.
tournament. So
So
I'm
when
gonna
does
head
that
up
all
to
slow down
Duluth.
for
So
you?
I gotta let the Duluth crew know that I'm heading up that way. Might have to go surprise them.
when does the life slow down for hockey for you?
March.
Oh, serious.
Yeah. We, the out of town, the this is it will be our second out of town tournament. So there's going to be a little, we'll have practice in some games, but from like probably December 18th to like January 10th or so, it's pretty, you don't have tournaments usually. There's you're not going nonstop. There's usually some breaks in there. So, yeah.
So I got two kids right now. It's about 9:30 at night. I got two kids freaking out. They both want mom. So here I am in the basement doing a podcast with you, Bobby, and
I appreciate that.
I do too, actually. So
I know your wife doesn't appreciate me at this point in time, but
I'm risking the fact that she's not going to listen to this podcast, and I don't think Harry, she will. So.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so I figured we could talk about we were chatting about this a little bit, what topic we wanted to have this week, and coming to year end, it's kind of time for employee reviews, possibly wage increases, and also holiday parties, things like that, and how to handle that. So it's
Yeah.
kind of a fun topic, and I know you guys have some things that you do typically on a yearly basis, but just kind of want to hear it and what how you guys handle that.
Yeah, so this is we just had a board meeting last week, and this is the board meeting where the finance committee on our board kind of gets together and talks about like cost of living, what they want to do for wage increases, kind of how they want to go in that route. And obviously you know as well as I do, we're trying to figure out, 2026 pricing, kind of all of that lumped into one, which we really have to like lock in here soon because we're keep selling graves for funerals in January and February.
So when you have a funeral that's scheduled out in January, you just give them 2025 pricing.
Yeah, so if they're in there and we know, what they're, if it's a standard or if it's oversized, if we know all that stuff, then they're just going to get the price that we give them at the time they
Do
come
you
in.
tell them, "Hey, I need the payment before the end of the year"?
No.
Okay.
No, we should, but no. No, we it's just kind of how it goes, and I just had the conversation today because we've pretty much got them locked in. We just haven't typed everything up and put it all in, in paper and for the final approval. So yeah, so things, yeah, we're getting ready for that end of the year stuff because like I said, that board meeting comes through and then the board votes on what they want to do for wages for next year, and the big talk, and you know as well as I do, is the insurance stuff right now. Where do we go from there? We're fortunate to where we get pretty good coverage for our insurance stuff, and then dental stuff. They help us out pretty good. So we just have to keep an eye on all that stuff and where it goes. And and then obviously, like you said, we do a little Christmas party right on site in the middle of the day. We kind of shut down for a little bit and bring the people from the monument company over, and we have some food and do about like a 2.5 hour little lunch and desserts and thank
Enjoy each other's
everybody.
company. Yeah, that's fun.
How about you guys?
Yeah, for our we typically we'll do same thing, similar, where we kind of take an afternoon off, and I'll typically my wife and I will try to host in our house. Have everybody kind of come in and get some, heavy apps and maybe some drinks, some beer, and some stuff like that to have people can enjoy themselves. And yeah, it can be good with a little boy now. I don't know if we'll do that this year. I've been looking around. I've been trying to chat with my staff. I want to do something that's like team building. I was thinking maybe we could go axe throwing or something like that and enjoy a couple cocktails. And but all these places don't open until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. None of my guys, I don't know. I'll have to talk to the staff, like, hey, you guys actually want to stay after work and do something, or do you want to? I think most of them are gonna be like, no, I like to have the afternoon off and do something.
I
But
got to deal with you during the day. Why do I
yeah,
want to stay after?
I know exactly. So we'll see what people say. My other thought was maybe we could go and volunteer as a group, go down like Feed My Starving Children, because they can do stuff like pack some food, and then go to a local bar and get some, food or something like that. I don't know. We'll see what my staff says, what they want to do. Just trying to make things a little bit more creative and something that we you can do together that's outside of work, so you can get to know each other a little bit better. I don't know. Some, you know. Maybe we should collaborate with you guys. A bowling tournament between the two of us.
The problem I get sometimes with a lot of it is that, you're at work so much. And it's not that you don't like the guys that you work with. It's just that when you're home, you have so many other things to do, right? And so it's sometimes so hard to find those right times. And so some of us, like, you've got your two kids and it's getting crazy, and I've kids playing hockey, and we always try to do we have always tried to do something like grab drinks after work or something like this. It just never seems we can't ever seem to find the right time.
No, exactly. So we'll see. That's kind of the thought for me this year for a holiday party, but we try to do something and show our appreciation to the staff for the year, and give a nice little a small little gift of some sort, if it's maybe some Union Cemetery swag or something like that. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll give them
That stuff is expensive on eBay.
maybe I'll give them Oakland stuff.
You can't get your hands on it. It's so hard to get.
I see. There's a lot of other cemeteries wearing that Oakland stuff. I see photos of
That's funny.
it. How do you handle so when your board does do the pay increases, if they do pay increases, how do you handle letting staff know? Do you try to do that with evaluations, or?
Usually pull them aside one by one, and we usually wait till after Christmas, like the first paycheck after Christmas, and then before it all goes out, we talk to them, or if I can see that we have a slower time leading up to that, I'll pull them aside and just say, hey, this is what we're looking at for this year. Either it's gonna be good for you, or you may not like it, but we do appreciate all your hard work. And I mean, it's so hard, right? Like, you wish you could just give and give and give every year, right? As much as you want, as much as you can, just to help, because I think we all know that times are tough these days, and groceries are expensive, cars are expensive, insurance is expensive, kids are expensive, right? So, but we're also a nonprofit, cemetery. So, The more money that's going out to the payroll, less money we've got for equipment or for other things or for road repairs or for things that, you have to have too. So, I just try to make sure that they kind of know where we're coming from. And then, I always like to listen to, but I will say that, our board has been very generous, very generous. And, one thing that they did through COVID, because, we were the one of the places that, we didn't get to stay home. We had to go to work every day. They were very generous for that. They felt that, we went above and beyond, and which, I mean, you and I both know, we couldn't find a lot of help, and we were working extra hours. So, they really were very generous with us. And, I think that was really classy for them, because they saw the amount of hours, started looking, going, holy cow, these guys are working like, almost 60 hours a week. They got funerals every single Saturday, and they're understaffed. They're trying to do the job of two people, one person. So, yeah, so they're good about it.
Well, that's good. That's good. So they typically try to do a little bit more than the rate of inflation, things like that, or
Right around there. And like, you and I have talked, like, sometimes I'll go in if I feel that, maybe they didn't get what I thought maybe they should have got. Sometimes I will just take what, stay the same and pass it along, because, without our employees, we can't do our job. It can be tenuous, but again, our board has been very gracious. So.
That's good. Yeah, similar to us, we try to do all that in the October meeting. So our budgets and everything are already passed. So when's your meetings coming up here before
It was
Thanksgiving,
last
or
week.
it was
Last
already last week?
Yep. And we can, everybody kind of knows where it's at. It's more or less, we just have to bring it to the meeting and just go over it and at least have a talk about it and make sure everyone's on the same page.
Does it get contentious at all, that board meeting?
Never.
That's good. That's
Yeah.
good. Usually, because when money's involved, when you're starting to talk, increases and things like
Yeah.
that, we've had it in the past, or some board members can get it to make it contentious and be like, "Why? No, it's we thank you all year long for how well you've managed the cemetery, but now we're talking money. It's a different story, and sometimes, and it's kind of gets kind of crazy."
Yeah, and like it's, again, they've been very gracious with us. But we went through the lean years too, right? Where times were tough, and the cost of living didn't go up very much, and we didn't get a whole lot. And they knew that too, right? We have a lot of long-standing board members, and so I feel like sometimes after a couple years, when things got back a little bit again, then they made sure that they were aware that, these guys have kind of gone not a whole lot here for 2 years in a row. Let's jump them a little more this year. So, they know that we're here for them and we appreciate them. So,
No, that's understandable. That's nice.
but I think that's the key thing with open communication, right? Like, when you communicate with the board, we're short staffed, or the employees are doing really well. We were able to get a lot more things accomplished than we thought we could this year, things like that. But if you communicate that stuff with the board and let them see it, then it really helps.
No, I agree. And it's tough because it goes against your nature sometimes, because you feel like you have to like toot your own horn. But it's very critical that the board is aware of how you're progressing, how you're doing more things as a staff, and where you're at, and what's going on as a cemetery, because it seems like more and more there's more demands on us as a cemetery staff. If it's not only because of, I think everybody can relate, cremation families who now aren't using funeral homes, and they demand that the cemetery basically take that role. Things that we've never had to do in the past
Yeah.
are now on our job descriptions. The board who may not be aware of that, because they aren't aware of the, if you have a healthy board, I think, is one that is not involved and have their fingers in your day-to-day operations, they shouldn't know that. You need to bring it to their attention.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and we get that's what We've got open communication, and the nice part is we've had board members attend funerals, have funerals with family members, and they can see how you go above and beyond for a funeral and stuff, and so that helps, you know.
We've had funerals at Union for family members of Oakland board members, and they can see how much Union goes above and beyond. So
Yeah, and they come back and say, "We'll stay what we're doing. We don't want to do it."
The last couple of weeks I talked about it on, well, it wasn't last week's podcast, it was 2 weeks podcast 2 weeks ago podcast, but people didn't hear it until last week, that I gave a talk at the Catholic cemeteries about technology, and that went really well. And one of the aspects of technology is GIS mapping, which I went well over. I didn't because it was not my job to advertise for Sims. I showed Sims on my presentation because it's what we use and what you should do for GIS mapping. However, I wasn't advertising Sims, but here I will advertise Sims. If you were at those Catholic or Catholic cemetery seminars, the product that you should use is Sims Cemetery Management Software. That's the product that gets you by the best for bar none. For the cemetery world, just mapping your cemetery out GPS wise, mapping where your trees are, your markers are, your monuments are, everything on the grounds. Then not only that, having all your information at your fingertips, your lot owners, your burial locations, who was buried where, and being able to see everything all on your computer screen. It's absolutely amazing program. So I highly recommend everybody to go take a peek at it. Go to simcemeterysoftware.com to learn more, and it's the best out there. Thank you. Do it.
Yeah, and we also want to talk about our other friends over at Paradise Pictures, who, once again, just can't say enough about Paradise Pictures. We actually just did a beautiful monument that had a gorgeous Paradise Pictures color photo in the center of the husband and wife at their wedding anniversary, and then
No.
it had some etchings that went around it, and oh man, did it turn out nice. The colors that they can do and the way they can match it is just bar none. I can't even describe how well it is. People really need to get with the program and get to over to Paradise Pictures. They are so great to work with. One phone call, an email. Again, I was talking a little bit earlier about a gal who had two pictures she couldn't decide with. All it took was seeing those proofs from Paradise Pictures to know that she should have stuck with the one. And we got that ordered. Turned out perfect. She was so happy. She saw it already. And again, another happy customer. And they're proud members of the MAC Association. And just for listening to this wonderful podcast, your first job is free. So visit them at paradisepictures.com, or you can call them at 1-800-960-8040.
I don't know if you saw, we got a couple new samples from Paradise Pictures just popped up in the mail the other day. I don't know if you got some too. And I think Scott is realizing that the target audience in Minnesota here in the Twin Cities is the Hmong culture, because those were those samples, and I think they're right on the money. That's a great sample to send out. And also the frame that came with it. Oh, how heavy duty is that frame? My word. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Yeah. So tell me, how are you working? How are you doing next week with having a day off and then having the next day a little slower? A 3 day week basically, but the leaves are they all cleaned?
Just about, for the most part, we're pretty much done with the heavy blowing. Just a little spot blowing here and there. Got the boulevard picked up because we have sidewalks around probably 75% of the cemetery, if not a little more. So we got to get those cleaned up. And so now we're just kind of doing a little bit of mulching, whatsoever's left. Because now, as you know, some of those pesky leaves that stayed up in the tree decided they wanted to come down. That little cold snap and some of the wind days we had. So, yeah, we're getting everything cleaned up, and we've got a lot of funerals. We've had a ton of funerals. We had a little lull today, no funerals today, so we ended up actually taking a bunch of that sod that we lay in the back and sodded all of our graves. So we
No
have
way.
all every grave we've had like 15 full burials in the last couple of weeks that didn't get sod. So those all got sod today, and the only downfall is we haven't had much moisture, so we're
It's dust, man.
running hoses to water. We're doing a little watering right now, which I don't
It's
like to do
crazy
in
how
the morning.
dry it is out there.
Yeah.
And this, I know, and I'll even join in on the fun. I know it's dry because I was watching out the window, the dust coming up from behind the mulching mowers going around. You couldn't even see the guys. It
Yeah.
was so dusty. Yeah, I was coughing from inside the building,
Yeah.
looking at all that dust.
Yeah, the masks are coming in handy right now.
Yeah, they could use some moisture out there. Well, that's the other thing. Maybe this is going to be a little venting on my side, but it seems like the weather folks for the last year around here have been very catastrophic oriented. Like everything, the whole world's going to fall apart, and then we get nothing. Just like the other day, it seemed like, even southern Minnesota, we're all going to get snow. We're going to get 3, 4 inches of snow. Nothing. It was sunny all day yesterday.
Yeah, we had like a little sprinkle that was enough to put about 10 dots on the window, and that was about it.
Yeah, like, to be honest, this time of year, and people ask me, like, oh my goodness, you probably you're just you don't want snow right now, you're busy. Well, once you get done with leaves, I'm actually rooting for a nice 14-inch snowfall right
Yeah,
now.
yeah.
Just insulate that ground, and then we don't have to worry about frost for the rest of the winter. I'm down with that.
Well, we already got our propane tanks and we're ready to go.
You're ready to go out. Well, maybe we don't need propane. I mean, we haven't really used propane for the last 2 years, at least
Yeah.
here at Union.
We got ours and we started with a new company, and it's kind of nice because if they fill it by the gallon, and that's how they charge you for it. And
Nice.
so if you come out and you don't use it, then you get your money back. So
I might have to get this contact information, or is this contact information that was sent out via everybody? Okay. I'll have to look into that, because you're exactly right. Especially when it's slower years, that's kind of nice. Just get it topped off, or they'll come out. Is it pretty comparable if you were to take it in someplace to get it filled up?
They're pretty good. The guy that I spoke to came in and met with us, and he's like, I told him that we're the type of place that if we know we got 100 pounders left and we've got three burials, that we're gonna tell you, okay, we're gonna use these Friday and Monday. We'll need a refill on Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'll try to call them like Thursday before, so then they know and they can get us on the schedule and then get over to us.
So it's just a big truck that has a big propane tank, or one of those trucks with big propane, and they just fill it right out. They don't have any containers on trucks. They just fill your
Yep, just
containers
fill
that
us.
are.
Yep, they give us. We did 10 containers to start, and then we just go from there. Because we figured 10's a pretty good number. Because you know as well as I do, some days some weeks we'll have five, six, full burials, and sometimes you blow through that propane pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. And yeah, you go through a couple tanks if you have enough frost per grave. It's crazy. I mean, you let that tank go overnight, you're gonna waste through it, and you might need some more. And it seems like, to be honest, for us too, just for sake of ease, sometimes we're just like, you know what, it needs a few more hours, but just let that thing ride. We'll try to find a tank that's a little bit far, not as full, but let it ride until it goes out, and then in the morning we'll get here, and maybe it burned for an extra couple hours that it shouldn't have, but you know what, we know the frost is out.
Yeah, but you can't take the chance of it not,
Yeah, no, you
get it
can't.
off, and then you come in and you got to dig a grave, and they're going to be there at 11 for the funeral, and then you're trying to pound through frost.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you have that worry if it is below, freezing, or if it's really cold in single digits or even below zero, you have to have that thing running all night, because if it stops in the middle of the night, it's going to refreeze. That top layer will probably get a couple inches. It'll drive down pretty quick.
So we're locked in. We're starting to do road stakes for the plows, and staking some of the sidewalks, stuff like that, the curbs, so you can see them if it snows. And starting to get we got a couple sections where there isn't a lot of monuments on them yet. And so we like to throw a couple stakes in just so we can write the number on there so you don't have to dig down and try to find that corner post, and
That's a good idea.
you can see where they're at. And we don't do a ton of that stuff because we've got a lot of monuments we can go off of. But for areas where it's not filled with monuments, we at least want to know what we're looking at, through the snow. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that too. Well, we haven't because we haven't had all our sections have a lot of monuments on them. But and we have a new section this year. We'll probably go every other monument lot or something like that. Then the row behind it, every other, so that you can mix match and see exactly where you're at in the winter.
Yeah.
It works out, but
Yeah.
we'll see. Hope maybe we'll have no snow this winter. Who knows? It'll be 70 degrees, 80 degrees every day this winter.
Yeah.
You never
Yeah,
know.
no, that's kind of what we'll probably be doing next week. That week of Thanksgiving is prepping all our winter stuff, like start pulling the heaters out, pull the plow out, get that ready, have the snow blower all washed, greased, and belts checked and ready to rock and roll, the broom ready to go, all that stuff, so that we're not scrambling if it does come.
It's kind of a sad time of year for that because it's like, here we are. But also at the same time, the same point, there's nothing better than be plowing the roads, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, kind of dark, listening to Christmas music, going around. There's nothing better than that. But then after Christmas, we don't need any more snow.
Yeah, you're right. Usually we get that teaser though when it's like, okay, it's Christmas Eve, everyone's leaving at noon. Oh, we got a last minute burial and it's gonna snow 4 inches.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. You're guaranteed that it's going to snow on holidays or Saturdays and Sundays, that's for sure. And then it's not going to snow during the week, but it is what it is. Nothing you can do about that. What do you guys do for cleaning off sidewalks for your niches and that? Do you, especially on weekends, do you let it go until the Monday?
Yeah, so if it's a heavy snow, and we can get in there, we'll try to get the roads cleaned up. Like usually, probably 75%. Well, main roads that are used, right? We may skip a couple that we know people aren't driving on. But if it's a lot of snow, we'll try to get in there and get it cleaned off. Just kind of have that. My dad and I usually kind of try to take turns or go in and take care of that, especially if it's on a Sunday or something. The big thing, and as well as I do, the hard part is if you got a bunch of burials on Monday and you get a bunch of snow like Saturday night into Sunday, you can't afford, you have to come in so early Monday if you don't take care of it. So you got to make sure that you get it done and on Sunday and just take care of it. And we give that, like I say, we give that option and tell the guys, hey, if it's snowing, just be aware we may need some help. And so then I send them a message if I think we need some help. So,
You're exactly right. There's so many factors. If you have funerals, things like that, what can you can do and what you can't do. And I tell my guys too, especially in the winter, it seems like there's days where you have multiple funerals and there's days that you don't. Because it seems like in the summer you have cremation that are scattered in everywhere because everybody wants to do their cremation burials in the summer. You don't get that at often in the winter because they're like, hey, if I'm cremating, why do a burial and stand out in the freezing cold? We'll just wait until next spring. So you don't have those burials, so you're a little lighter on the burial load in the winter. So for my guys, hey, if it's snowing, you guys want to come in at 6 or 5 o'clock in the morning to start plowing or whatever. Just make it work out so that if you're coming 3 4 hours early, make sure you cut out 3 4 hours early one of these days. Just make it work out, and they like that and it works out well for us. So yeah, that's nice. But
Yeah, that's all you can really do. I mean, you know as well as I do that sometimes around the holidays things can slow down, and then as soon as they're over, you're so busy. It seems like sometimes people hang on through the holidays. And then it seems like we get kind of a flux, right away in January with the funerals and stuff. So,
Like I tell my staff too, you're probably going to get that, or when somebody's on vacation. Guaranteed you're going to be busy when somebody's on vacation, or somebody has a kid, which happened in our case. It got pretty busy, but that's what happens. And so if you want to get busy, have somebody take a vacation, guaranteed you're going to get busy, and that's not a bad thing. So
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
what do you got on dock for the next week, Bobby, while we wrap things up here?
Not a whole lot. We got a couple appointments tomorrow for property, and then we got a funeral Friday. A couple Monday. I got guys going to be gone hunting Friday and Monday, so we'll fill in for that. We're gonna finally be
When you
back.
say a guy, does that mean, are you going to be gone
No,
Friday and Monday? Okay.
no. No, one of my what like kind of my foreman guy, he goes up to Wisconsin for hunting every year.
Do you
So
tell him that if he can do it if he brings you a deer back?
yeah, bring some meat back. Yeah, but yeah, our temp help that we've had for the leaves, they're gonna be done at the end of the week now that we got our Christmas wreaths, so we'll be putting those
Oh
out.
yeah, Christmas wreaths. Forgot to ask that. So, how many of you guys get? We've talked about this, but I can't remember.
Get 160.
Okay. Well, you'll pound those out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and a lot of them are return special care ones.
Yeah.
Get them. So we put a lot on stands. We probably put 100 of them on stands, and then the rest get tied on doors of the mausoleums. a couple of the old big monuments want them tied on, and then we've got we actually go to another cemetery because they have family at our cemetery, and they set up a special care. So we take care of our cemetery, and then we go to another cemetery and put a big 48-inch wreath on there.
So you guys sell wreaths as well in your office?
We don't push it. We
Okay.
probably should. We used
Yeah.
to have a big sign. We used to push it a lot more. We don't. We've found that people, they like the idea, but they also like the idea of being able to kind of do that. They run and get some stuff for the house, and then they can find their, either artificial wreath or wreath that they, a company they like, and just come. So we do the stands. We have a charge, a one-time fee for the prong stands, the three-prong stands that look
Yeah.
like a fork.
Yeah.
And they come in, they pay one time, and they get added to our list. And then after that, they just come in and say their name, and then we check the list and then give them a stand.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then you
So,
pick them up in the
yeah.
spring.
So we basically cover the cost of the stand. And take that out right away, which we were fortunate because the company that made our stands, we ordered just a pile of them, and we still had other ones that were in good shape. And so every about 2 years, we take them all and we built some 4x4s that hold them, and we paint them all, prime them, and paint them, and just keep them cleaned up. And they've held up really well for us. So.
Okay. Yeah. We sell them, and to be honest, we sell out every year. We sell 300 of them, and we only do about 10 extra perpetual care, so about 290 of them are sold to families who want them put out in our cemetery. So they do quite well with us. And to be honest, there's a lot of folks I don't know if they would know what to do if we didn't sell them. But so we got them all out now. It's nice. We take photos of them when we put them out, and then with our work orders, and then we send photos to everybody when, because we get their email addresses, like, hey, the wreath's out, and that's nice. People, we get a lot of, it's a nice way for us to engage with our customers too, and they email
Sure.
back, hey, thanks, appreciate that, looks great, thanks for the wreath, doing that. So it's not like it's a big money maker for us. It's definitely just a service to help, put a wreath out for folks when they want it out. So it
Yeah.
that works out well.
Once you start figuring out the cost of the wreath, the cost to tie it on a stand, to put it out,
Oh yeah.
you're kind of almost breaking even on it, really.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, people may think it's extraordinary, and to be honest, that's why I've contemplated, like, do we just raise prices on it just because to slow it down? Like, for folks who really want it, we'll obviously still pay for it. But the folks who want to come out and put a wreath out, maybe it's too cost prohibitive, because to be honest, it takes a lot of our staff's time. We got a lot of other things we could be doing.
And that's why I said the when we do those stands, I bet probably 60 to 100 stands people come and get.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah, wreaths are fun. We got them all out. We sold out. Actually, I got four left. So if you're listening to this podcast and it's right away, we may still have some, but we got four left. We'll sell out. We usually sell out by Thanksgiving, so that works out well. But yeah, so nothing too exciting for next week for us besides just trying to get those last stray leaves up, appointments and funerals for us as well. Just
So
trying to get.
are you guys all set up then and ready for the winter?
No, we got it. We'll get the plows down probably in the next week. We got to get a snowblower on our Kubota. We got to switch out the bucket to the snowblower. We'll get that. You know, we kind of wait because we like to use that bucket on the snowblower and also don't like to put the plows into the garage yet. They're pretty much ready. They grease them before they put them away in the spring.
Yeah.
So we'll wait until there's something on the radar. You know, usually like, hey, looks like there might be a snowfall coming in the next few days. Let's get that stuff out. We don't like to be caught off guard, obviously. I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes you're scrambling. Sometimes you're like, hey, it's gonna snow tonight. We gotta get this stuff down, and we get it down and hopefully hooked up and it works. But
Sometimes it seems like as much as you can be prepared, you're never prepared,
yeah,
right?
exactly. Well, this time of year, you never know. I mean,
Yeah.
we could have had multiple large snow events already.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're kind of preparing right now, we could have been scrambling. But it's a typical year that you're kind of getting ready right now and you haven't had a snow event yet, but
Yeah.
you could have it any day.
Yeah. And we took like last year with light snow, then with no snow in the forecast, like on a Friday, we'll bring our plow in and we'll paint it and
Yeah.
clean it up and put a new edge on it, cutting edge and just kind of clean everything up, maybe throw some new hoses on it.
Yeah.
We normally you don't get time like that. You
Yeah.
know, there's been years where you barely have time to put gas in the truck because there's
I
so much
know.
snow. So
Yeah.
it goes different from year to year.
Yep, very much so. I'll tell you what, that is one thing that is probably the most irritating thing to me is if I have to go or I run out there, 4 o'clock in the morning to go plow, hop in the truck, and it's dinging empty. The gas light's on. You gotta be joking me. We knew the snow was coming. What are we doing here?
That's too funny.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? What can you do? But yeah, fun and excitement. So it is what it is. But we're getting down there. We're getting to the winter, and I got screaming kids in the other room, which my wife I should probably get back to. So we appreciate everybody listening.
Let's hope this one makes it up tomorrow
It will. It'll
or
make it up.
Friday.
Don't worry. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate all the emails too. We've been getting a lot of emails from folks, and it's fun hearing from you. And thanks for the congratulations on the baby. I definitely appreciate that. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate hearing from everybody. It's exciting. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate
Thanks.
you, and we'll see you all next week. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to our podcast so you are notified when new shows are posted. If you would like to get a hold of us, please email us at info@thecemeterychronicles.com.
When it comes to honoring a life well lived, every detail matters. That's why Paradise Pictures has been crafting premium fired porcelain on steel portraits since 1991, built to last a lifetime and guaranteed against any damage. Whether it's monuments, markers, crypts, or glass front niches, Paradise offers a full suite of personalized memorialization solutions, including elegant bronze frames. As a proud member of the Minnesota Association of Cemeteries, they believe samples sell products, so they are offering you a free sample just for listening to us. Visit ParadisePictures.com or call 800-960-8040 to request yours today. Paradise Pictures, preserving memories beautifully.
Managing a cemetery comes with a lot of responsibilities, but with Sims, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Sims Cemetery software helps you keep track of burial records, maps, and maintenance tasks all in one secure, easy-to-use system. With intuitive mapping, secure record keeping, and cloud-based access, Sims makes organization simple. Ready to see how Sims can make you streamline your cemetery operations? Visit SimsCemeterySoftware.com to learn more. Also, if you mention that you heard about us on the Cemetery Chronicles podcast, Sims will give you a 10% discount on a new software license.